And joining us now is one of those alleged progressives, Congressman Anthony Weiner, Congressman of New York's 9th District. He joins us from his office in Washington. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Good morning.
You know, I have to say, Congressman Weiner, that Rahm Emanuel sits down with the conservative blue dogs. All of a sudden, hundreds of billions of dollars go out the window. Can you get a meeting with Rahm Emanuel on your mission for health care reform?
Well, I think he's going to have to pay attention to us. There are a lot of people in the House who feel that we're missing a great opportunity. You know, the deals that were struck yesterday in the House and Senate essentially transferred money from working people and subsidies that we put in the bill for people to be able to afford health care to insurance companies. There's really no other way to interpret it, and it might be good to get a deal out of this committee or that committee, but the question is whether it's the way we want to extend health care and whether this is the structure that we should be operating on.
Well, it doesn't sound like a question to me. Based on what happened yesterday, it sounds like your president has abandoned you, Congressman Weiner.
Well, I don't take it so personally as you do, John, but it's clear that we are trying to go through this legislative process with a combination of compromises, and to some degree we're losing sight of what we want to accomplish here. Look, many of us believe, and I'm going to have an opportunity to test this in the Energy and Commerce Committee today or tomorrow, many of us believe that fundamentally what we're doing is we're stacking health care on the fragile foundation of the private insurance model, which is sapping enormous amount of money from health care and putting it to for-profit companies that, frankly, if we were going to create a health care plan from scratch, we probably wouldn't even think of including. And every time we twist and contort ourselves to try to satisfy insurance companies' concerns, I think we get further away from the ideal, which is affordable health care for all Americans.
All right. So you say if this bill doesn't seriously scrap or modify the private insurance model, it's a deal breaker for you, or you have serious questions about it. What do you make of the price tag dominating the debate, the $1.5 trillion, $1 trillion, $900 billion? Does that make you nervous?
Well, the problem here, and this is a problem with the national debate, and to some degree I hold the president responsible, you know, the question is the overall cost of the bill, what it's going to cost us in taxes, what it's going to cost us in the price of products, what it's going to cost us for health care, saves Americans enormous amounts of money. Yes, what we're doing is we're saying that we're going to have a larger federal role in providing people with health care. But that means we're going to pay lower taxes locally. If we do this right, that means we pay a lower premium for our insurance. If we do it right, it means products that we buy are going to be less expensive. A lot of the problem with this debate is we're only looking at the cost of setting up the program and not looking at the savings. I'll give you one example. I live in a city in New York City. We spend $3 billion every single year providing care and insurance for the uninsured who walk into our hospital emergency rooms. Well, theoretically, if people are insured, we're not going to have to pay those anymore, which means we'll either have lower taxes or improved services with that $3 billion. No one talks about that side, and because, frankly, I think that the right has done a remarkably good job with the help of the insurance companies of focusing only on the cost to government, but the cost to citizens overall is going to be way down.
Congressman, this is Amy Holmes here. You're, you know, going after private insurers and just now the right, but isn't it Blue Dog Democrats who say the Progressive Caucus is out of step with the American people? We know, for example, that 87%, ABC News found this in February, 87% of those polled said that they are extremely concerned about the deficit. And these blue dogs are saying they're trying to respond to that concern.
Well, frankly, the blue dogs yesterday struck a deal that increased the cost of the bill. I mean, what they said is that by having a weaker public plan, which for your listeners in plain English is someone who's going to compete to pull down prices, what they fought for very hard was that we don't want that public plan to compete as hard as it can, because they said we want its rates to be essentially as high as private insurance companies' rates. I think that and the numbers bear it out, that cost the bill a lot of money. I think that fundamentally some of my friends are arguing two contradictory things. They're saying we want there to be a less vigorous public plan, but we want the cost to be lower. The way you bring down the cost to all of us is you have someone standing in the ring with these private insurance companies. I think they shouldn't. There's not even a need for private insurance companies, but be that as it may, and compete really hard to drag down prices. And consumers are smart enough to choose the best plan. And I think they're going to choose the lower cost plan that the government offers, if only that plan were available.
Let's bring it back to the uninsured for just a second, Congressman. Do you think that covering all of the uninsured is off the table based on the debate right now? I'm trying to decode some of the language here.
Well, it depends. I mean, the Blue Dog deal that was struck yesterday increased the number of small businesses that would be exempt outright. The Senate plan said that they're not going to have either an employer or an individual mandate, meaning a requirement that everyone be insured. So I believe that we're leaving big loopholes in the bill that people are going to be able to drive through. Now,
so mandates off the table. What about subsidy?
Well, let's recognize one thing here. We're going through a process to try to get this to the floor of the House and Senate, giving the president his due. What it's argued is if we start getting through these committees, we'll get it to the floor, and perhaps those of us who believe in a different vision will be able to have our influence in the final bill. But yes, these compromises that are being struck are moving us further away from the ideal of universal health care.
And it sounds like the White House really picks up the phone if the Blue Dog Democrats call, but I don't know about Waxman and the progressives. Anything you want? I characterize it as a personal issue, but I wonder if it's more of a political strategy issue.
No, I think it's just a political imperative, John. I mean, frankly, when you have every single Republican in the House of Representatives, almost to a man and woman, saying we're not going to vote for anything, it gives them an enormous amount of clout.
But congressmen, Democrats, they have a healthy majority in the House. You don't need Republicans to vote for it.
Well, you have a healthy majority until a handful of blue dogs and maybe more. Remember, between the blue dogs and the so-called new Democrats, that's over 100 votes in the House.
Difficult math. One thing before we go, congratulations on your engagement, Congressman.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I was reading the fine print there. Congressman Anthony Weiner, Congressman of the New York 9th Congressional District, talking about what's in it for progressives in the health care debate. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.